sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
And welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct.
That's right.
This is not Matt. This is Pizza Box Mike, and this is my coffee morning voice. But I get up early, man. Mike, I got one cat that just, this morning, I was like, I had my sweatshirt on, because it was a little cool, and it's got a couple of dangly things hanging down, you know, for the hoodie that you pull on. And she's playing with those, and I'm just like, come on, cat. It's like not even 3 o'clock yet. But when she gets up, man, it's, my cats are awesome, man. I let them out. The big one who's scared of everything, right? She likes to go out when the sun isn't out and it's quiet. And I let her out last night for a little while. Come back in the house and I'm playing Sheepshead Online, which is like, oh man. See, it's connected to my Facebook. So some of these guys must, you know, comb through and see who you are on Facebook. And this guy just like, have another piece of pizza, you know, F you and die. And I'm like, whatever, man. Isn't there any, like, hey, where's Zuckerberg on this guy? Get this clown off here. He can't be talking like that, because if I did it, I'd be gone. So I was hot last night. I've only been on there for about a week. And so I'm playing and I'm just getting smoked the first day. It was like, I'm not getting any cards at all. And then last night, I finished. They booted me off the table, man. First of all, I picked with, I don't know if you know how to play Sheepshead, but I had Red Death, man. I had 5 Red Trump to the Queen of Hearts.
You avoid that like the plague, man.
And I picked on it. And it was a doubler. Because if you pass on the 5 deep to a queen, there's they people can watch in the room, right, other players.
Yeah.
And they'll just start calling you out for it.
Yeah, but where were you in the rotation? Were you like first? Because I passed that.
No, I was next to the deal. It was all the way to me and the deal. And I'm like, if I pass, you know, maybe this guy's got...
That dealer might...
I had a couple times last night, my partner had the Jack of Diamonds and both black queens. And I red-dogged, man. So anyway, this guy blitz cracks me. And I'm like, great. And my partner took the first trick with the Jack and then, you know, led back. But afterwards, he said, oh, I didn't see the blitz crack. And maybe I would have played it different. And I'm like, that's all right, dude. And guy behind me, I'm like, 59 I got. You got to get 61, man. There's 120 points. You can't tie. You got to win. And I'm playing on a double on the bump table. All the other ones aren't. So I lost 32 on one hand, right? 32 points. I was at 110 for the day. The next 20 minutes, I just pounded it right back up to like 96 points. Next thing you know, I get booted. I'm off the table. I can't get back in a game. But to see my name as the leaderboard, Pizza Box Mike, 96 points today. So I'm up over 100 points, and I'll never see negative again because I am a damn good Sheepshead player. I used to play $5 a hand with these clowns in DeForest, right? Hey, somebody just got in the door. I see that I was getting a text, and I was afraid it was going to be Matt Rothschild waiting outside without a way to get in, but he wasn't scheduled till 6:30. So we'll let him get situated. Did you see any white owls on the way here?
No snowy owls yet.
Yeah. Well, I think one followed me. When I was out this morning at 3 o'clock, because my cat woke me up. Oh, and I did forget the other one outside for a couple hours. The big one. She's meow. Yeah, she stayed out there. It's dark. But I'm outside, and I've been hearing these owls for a while. Not bad, huh? I got a lot of good bird calls. So I call back. And then now it's on my right side instead of the left side. I get here and I park into the parking lot here at the studio. And the first thing I hear when I, you know, got my windows down, like, this guy followed me. This is awesome. So, yeah, we're going to have Matt Rothschild on in a minute. We're kind of like just talking about anything. And if you feel like talking about anything, you can feel free to call in 1-844. Oh, wait, you don't need the one. 844-967-2789. You can tell how old I am. You used to have to dial a 1 and all the other stuff with it. So, and it's funny. My mom and dad had the same damn phone number for... That's the way it was back then. You didn't have to change your number because back then everybody didn't get their stuff turned off because they were paying their bills. It was a better time. It was. I remember that you could work at a restaurant full-time. Nobody made fun of you. Nobody went into McDonald's, oh, this is a loser job, because it wasn't like that back then. You might have a used car to get to work or not, but you were happy. You could go on vacation every year. All that stuff is gone, man. I'm pissed about that. Not because I can't do it, but because everybody that had never had a chance to see what life was like back then doesn't really know what they're missing. So that's why we do this radio stuff. We try to enlighten people. Because look, if you're going to listen to somebody that makes millions of dollars, and let me give just an example here, because everybody loves Rachel Maddow, except me and several others, because of what she did in 2015 to Bernie Sanders. And she re-upped, man. Oh, Rachel's going to leave? No, we'll give her $30 million a year. And in her first week, she runs and repeats a story that isn't accurate. And everybody's up in arms. And so I don't like any of the news networks anymore. I'll never watch Rachel Maddow. No, I won't. She's paid to pound down on progressive people and policies. That's what she does. And everybody thinks she's a hero. My best friend, oh, you shouldn't talk about her like that. You should hear how I talk about her. I have no respect for somebody that does that. The minute she walks off the stage, she's not Rachel Maddow anymore. She's now who she really is. Rachel Maddow is her character on the TV. I don't know what she's like off the air. But I've heard from some of her staff, you know, complaining about the way they were treated. Seems like people at the top really do like press down on the people that are beneath them, doesn't it? That's why I never was able to hold a job, man. I'm working for a Republican. I can't do this, man. I just can't do it. And I passed up a lot of money because it wasn't my lifestyle to have all kinds of money and then head out with your sales team to the golf course and then head out to the clubs and dance and try to find women. It just never really appealed to me. And it still doesn't. So I hate to tell you, but COVID was kind of easy for me. Good. I don't have to be around anybody, you know, except my family. And I'm a little bit worried now because this booster stuff isn't coming fast enough for me as far as I'm concerned. I'm surviving with cancer. I'd say pretty well, too, even though I guess the cancer isn't doing all that great, but I am. You got today, folks. So get up and do something with it. Try to do something positive for somebody that has nothing. Right? I can't tell you how many times I'd be walking around the square at the Capitol because I lived there for several years with this, you know, fighting back, right? I didn't have anything better to do. Actually, this is better than sports, I found out. This is way better than sports. Sitting inside the Capitol with a sign, waiting for some clown like Voss to walk by and see his name looks like a woodpecker, acts like a pecker would. That's the kind of stuff that bothers these guys. So I'm going to be real happy when we have Joel Jacobson on because we're going to let it fly on Robin Voss. I'm going to make sure that he knows we're talking about him. I'm also going to make sure that Joe Manchin's staff knows that we're talking about him up here in Wisconsin. And that I know people in West Virginia that are ready to organize against him. This is outrageous, what Joe Manchin and his family are getting with. We had the Bush crime family, and now we got the Manchin, M-A-N-S-I-O-N family, right? It's pretty disturbing. I will tell you right now that nepotism and privilege can only lead to corruption and destruction of democracy, of our environment, of equality. All those things are what we're going to be battling. Hey, man, we'll be back in a little bit, and we'll have Matt Rothschild. Keep listening.